Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, My Faith, My Ministry, and the reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
After Paul's escort had taken him to Athens, Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, You Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown god. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. Quote, for we too are his offspring, close quote. And we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent, because he has established a day on which he will judge the world with justice through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead. When they heard about resurrection from the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, We should like to hear you on this some other time. And so Paul left them, but some did join him and became believers. My faith, my ministry. If I were to imagine myself in Paul's place, lecturing the Greeks about religion, I would see myself as terrified. I would be aware that Greece was the exalted seat of learning, the philosophical homeland of Aristotle and Plato, outranking all other lands in intellectual importance. I would know that the Areopagus, where this event happened, was the meeting place of the archons, royal consuls of Greece, and that I was a most unroyal person. Yet Paul, though reasonably courteous, spoke as their equal, really as their teacher, who identified the unknown God whom these very intelligent people had enshrined and unknowingly worshipped. He continued to enlighten them about who that God was and what that God expected from them. How could they have thought him anything but arrogant? But until Paul mentions that this God raised someone from the dead, there was no adverse reaction. Part of the audience actually wanted a follow-up meeting with Paul, and, quote, some did join him and became believers, close quote. What was there about Paul that attracted these people, that seemed to override their rational beliefs and make them want to hear more? The answer has to be faith in the service of ministry, doesn't it? Paul's faith, Paul's ministry. You know, there isn't a great deal of sense imagining myself in Paul's places there, moving into foreign territory and confronting important strangers with an unfamiliar and possibly dangerous message. I'm not Paul. That isn't my ministry. Then what is the truth that this scripture passage holds for me and for all of us in our 21st century lives? Isn't it an acceptance of our faith as the holy instrument by which we recognize and follow our unique call, or vocation, or God-sent ministry, whatever word we choose to use, because we all have one, no matter what state in life we have chosen. Each of us has been sent by God into situations where there is God work to be done that can only be done by us, not by Paul, by each of us. I think that's what this scripture is saying.